This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Weeks ago, we asked a pretty obvious question on the show. How did Maxine Waters, a Democratic congressman, get so rich? Waters has held elected office for pretty much continuously 40 years. She represents one of the poorest districts in California. Yet somehow she lives in a $4.3 million mansion in one of the richest and whitest neighborhoods in L.A., which, by the way, is not even in her own district. Now, we're not alleging wrongdoing here, but really, how did that happen? The New York Times talked to Waters recently, and here's how she responded to this show and our question. Quoting now, I own several properties. The way he, me, talked about it is, what right does an African-American woman have to do well? He doesn't know anything about my investments, about the house that I've lived in for 25, 30 years. This idea of how could she afford that is racist, and I just dismiss it. In other words, we're bigots for asking the question. You surprised? I mean, what else was she going to say? By the way, it doesn't look like she's lived in that house for 25 or 30 years. Real estate records suggest she just bought it 13 years ago and has spent an awful lot since to remodel it. So again, where'd the money come from? Maybe she borrowed it from relatives. Since 2006, Waters has paid her own daughter $600,000 from campaign funds. Then there's her husband, who was once a director of One United Bank. Never heard of it? Well, in 2008, One United Bank got a $12 million taxpayer bailout after Waters encouraged the Treasury Department to take up the case. At the time, she did not disclose that her husband had worked there or that she still had stock holdings in that bank. Maybe those are the investments she mentioned. Or maybe she was referring to the more than $1 million the LA Times reported that her family has made by doing business with companies and people she's helped in Congress. By the way, that was almost 20 years ago. Now, some people think all this looks a little unseemly, if not criminal. One liberal group ranked Waters as among the most corrupt members of Congress. We are withholding judgment on that, despite the Congresswoman's name-calling, but we really would like a real answer. We've asked Waters to appear on this show many times to explain, and we're going to keep asking.
Well, you know, this is what happens, as we're talking about. When you start pointing fingers, all of a sudden, you know, it's like, okay, let's check into your stuff. And, you know, Maxine Waters has been around for a long time, and as Tucker Carlson is exposing here, it has been, you know, being a born and raised Southern California boy, it's been one of those situations where I've looked at and go, I don't know how she gets reelected. In much the same way as Charlie Rangel on the East Coast and Sharpton and that, and they just live another day, and you wonder, okay, what is going on? And I consider their legacy and say, okay, what are you doing, you know, for the people that you are serving? And have you helped yourself first, you know, as opposed to the people, the poor people that you're there, and you're not even living in the district of which you continue to get reelected. But I blame the people in the district. They're the ones that keep sending her, the 43rd district. They're the ones that keep sending her to to D.C., and that's their pick. And so I don't even think that they even are aware of, you know, how well it's worked out for her. And, you know, the comparative might be asked along the way is, what has she done for me lately, and how are you doing? Maxine Waters doing very good. You know, Congress been very good for Maxine Waters, but maybe not so much for the people of the 43rd district, but that's for them to decide. Interesting days to note of today. You know, I was looking down as to how many, you know, the people that were celebrating their birthdays. One of my favorite comedians of all time, Gracie Allen, born in 1906. This would have been her birthday, or still is her birthday, you know, that we remember. You know, just a very special talent we remember. Mick Jagger, Scott Mick Jagger's birthday today. And other people that shared this date, Dorothy Hamill, our favorite skater, you know, Sandra Bullock.
Not our favorite skater.
You didn't like her?
Might be your favorite skater. Christy Yamaguchi, sir.
Oh, I like Christy, yes. Christy's very sweet, too. But I'm a Dorothy Hamill fan because she was probably more in my in my era, although Christy, I did meet Christy, very charming. We've had her on the show before. So let's just say one of our favorite skaters, right? Can we say that?
That one worked.
Can I get exonerated? Yeah, all right, yeah. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance with one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And we encourage you to get involved in the conversation because your opinion really does count if we're going to get this country back on track. BMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Russ Jones joins us, 25-year award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, and media consultant. Hey, we've missed you, Russ. Good to have you back with us. How you doing?
Hey, it is great to be with you, my friend. And yes, yeah. It's good. Good to be with you.
Hey, what do you think about, today's Mick Jagger's birthday. We're just looking suddenly and I go, oh, Mick Jagger's birthday. And Scott was saying, whatever he and Keith Richards are doing, live on. I don't know. Are they like the classic examples of the zombie apocalypse or something or what?
I guess so.
I don't mean to insult any Rolling Stone fans or anything like that. I mean, I love some of their music, but it's just, oh my God, they're continuing on. I mean, somehow they're going to find a way to be, doing concerts, from 6 feet under or something, you know.
It must be all those drugs. They're kind of like embalmed.
I think so. I mean, especially, with all due respect, I guess, and just kind of kidding here, is like, yeah. Keith Richards, you look at him and you go, wow, dude, what's happening, man? You're hanging on here, but somehow they're getting satisfaction, I guess.
So
to speak.
Lots of satisfaction.
I guess. The military finally made the announcement, cleared this thing up, and reversed what Barack Obama was doing. We were just talking about this a moment ago regarding transgenders in the military. What do you say?
Well, it's just astounding. And you know, we have the president's been spending the first 6 months of his presidency undoing Obama policies that have been very destructive, and there's people embedded in the administration that have got this ultra-liberal agenda. But, you know, Donald Trump this morning, did you see what he tweeted out?
No, I didn't see the tweet, but...
This is how he communicates to the masses, you know.
Yeah.
Trump tweeted out a ban on transgender people in the U.S. military, and it's got the left is coming unhinged.
Yes.
It's been when they implement mandatory transgender training, sensitivity training, that takes away resources that are needed to keep us safe, to keep you and me safe, our families safe. And it's rather outrageous that this is even part of the conversation.
Exactly.
When you've got a focus on, camouflage high heels rather than parts for tanks. And they literally have had to go to museums to get parts to upgrade various different pieces of equipment in our military. And these
upgrades just to keep them operational here. I mean, yeah. You know, this has been ridiculous. I mean, you know, you remember that movie Private Benjamin, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so all of a sudden now we've become the Private Benjamin military here.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, you know?
That's right. And so this is a big win for social conservatives, for conservative political party. This is a major win, and folks need to see it that way. It's mm-hmm. a victory that has been long overdue, and to put the focus back where it needs to be.
Well, you know, to me, it's a win for the military itself. Because all this stuff is, you know, it's all gender neutral. When you're talking about life and death, and what are we talking about here, you know, Russ? Less than 1% of our, you know, of our citizens participate in the military today. Okay, so for a small minority, now you take that small minority, now you want to bifurcate it and make all these exceptions when all they care about, you know, like when I went in the Marine Corps, you know, the drill instructor said, you know, there's only one color that exists in your world, and that color is green, and whether you like it or not, it is good to be green. That's all that matters. All the other colors of the rainbow, forget it. It's irrelevant because it's only about being green. It's about, you know, all for one, one for all, you know, we're watching each other six. This is life and death. And, of course, this is where, you know, the Marines are trained, particularly, because these guys love this stuff. I mean, you know, when you teach four guys how to go on and take 1,000 guys, I mean, it's like the Roman soldiers, you know, their power of four. They went around, and, I mean, they were a powerful fighting force because they knew how to square up in that formation of four guys, and they were a force to contend with. And this is the Marine Corps' mentality. And so, you know, there's no room for all this other social engineering stuff. It's irrelevant.
And it has nothing to do with not being sensitive to the, you know, it whatever those arguments are, they're invalid. And you know, Bill, July 1st, actually, the policy was supposed to, you know, take effect mm-hmm. for the opening of military enlistments to transgender people. Mm-hmm. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, he deferred that, and he needs to deal with this issue, though. He needs to go in and undo the Obama policy. Mm-hmm. And so I think President Trump sent out a pretty clear shot over the bow of what he wants to see happen. And it's an interesting style of leadership. It's not my style of leadership, but he communicates what he wants to see, as we saw yesterday with Attorney General Sessions.
Yeah, exactly, which that... you know, that keeps on, you know, kerfuffle keeps on going on. And I'm like you. I don't like to do things in public. I've it's always been hard for me when I've worked for people that would do. I mean, I had one boss in particular. His way, if he didn't like something, he just yelled down the hallway. And I used to go to him. I go, what a waste of energy and time. Why don't you just come and talk to me? We'll get it squared away. But I go, you disrupt everybody. It rattles the forces because, you know, here I am. I'm the number two guy at the radio station. All honor and glory to you. But my goodness, I mean, you make everybody wonder. You compromise my authority and you make it more difficult on yourself just because you're bellicose and you want to let your ego fly. I'll tell you, there are some exceptions. I take to regarding this president's style of leadership, but to me, what he's done to Jeff Sessions, boy, he needs some help and understanding here. And I know his senior people are trying to, tell him, you know, back off a little bit. Let's get this resolved because you know how guys are, Russ. You know, we can be upset with, and this drives our wives. It drives women nuts because they don't quite understand it. But this is the wiring of guys. We can be upset with one another and we're this and that and we're telling our wives and their wives, let's go do them in or do whatever. And then, you know, you have that moment where you can get together and next thing you know, we're having beers and we're talking and everything's warm and fuzzy. And meanwhile, you know, the wives are back there going, we hate that guy. What are you doing drinking beer with him and everything? It's okay, you know.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's just the differences of how men and women are wired. And, you know, we can get in each other's face and the next day, be out having a burger, whatever, fist pumping. And and women hold on to things. But, well, today, you know, we do see Attorney General Sessions saying he's going to open up investigations into the leaks, which I guess President Trump is getting his ultimate activity happens, so we'll see where that goes.
But I think he's got to be careful in a sense, because the Democrats are watching and saying, okay, is the Attorney General the people's Attorney General, or is he the right-hand man of the presidency? Of course, they didn't say this when Eric Holder was around, but in this particular case, different kind of rules take place, as we know. There is the Democratic scrutiny, and then, of course, the Republican scrutiny, which we are seeing right now. More from Russ Jones. Stay with us.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, conversation with Russ Jones continues. Yes, the one and only 25-year award-winning journalist, correspondent, media analyst, and media consultant. Also working closely with Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council these days. Having a lot of fun working with him, huh?
I've been producing his radio show for a while now, and being that knee-deep in the weeds, you know, we need to be thankful for folks like Tony and the Family Research Council and the work that they do there, standing up for religious freedom and just the issues that we care about as Christians.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've had Tony on many times. He's always welcome to be on the show. He is such a voice of reason and one that's needed to be heard, Russ, consistently, because the things that are dissipating at great cost for this country are the core values that Tony, the Family Research Council, other Christians represent. And as Bruce Thatcher writes in his new book, this is one of the key indicators of an empire that starts to implode on itself, is that it releases, it lets go of those core values. Now, I believe that right now, under the presidency of Donald Trump, we're getting a bit of a reprieve, because some of these things that, you know, that classically went head-to-head and against these core values, I believe, were approved and denigrated during this previous administration of Barack Obama. And so the reversal of these things, whether it's the transgender, position for our military, other issues that are just core to what is the heart and soul of the American way of life. This is what Main Street America is applauding. This is what they're excited about. There may be some things that are still rough within, you know, the Trump personality, but the message clearly is resonating with a majority of Americans.
Yeah, and you continue to see that. You know, Trump is best when he's on the road connecting with the people. And,
yes, exactly.
We saw that again last night in Ohio at a rally. 20-some thousand people in an arena, it's where
was it 20-some thousand? I thought it could only hold 7,000. How'd it get up to 20?
Oh, was it 7? It looked
I think it was only about 7,000-8,000. I know it looked massive, but I think the arena itself can only hold about 7,000. At 20,000, we got fire marshals coming in.
Evangelistically speaking.
Yes, vandalistically. Yeah, right. Yes, exactly. No, I hear you. But no, there's no doubt about it. And we've said on this show many times that Trump is better outside of the Beltway, because that's where the enemy is. And, and I think he's still trying to figure out who's friend or foe, even within his own administration, because you've got, the landmines that have been well established. They're almost like mini Manchurian candidates that the Obama administration and the Democrats have left in place. And Trump has just not been able to get them out fast enough. Thank you very much, Congress. But, you know, a couple of things are being exposed here, and that here Trump is able to run this government on a very lean, a lean setup in terms of staff, right? Because Congress has been, particularly the Senate, I should say, has been very, very much obstructionist, not allowing him to have the numbers of people to support his government like they did. Even Republicans said with Barack Obama, look, he's the president. You know, he wants his people. He needs to have his people. We support that. They didn't delay and obstruct, but, not about to follow the lead of the Republicans is Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats.
And what's rather ironic is President Obama said, we're going to have the most transparent administration ever. Mm-hmm. And here, maybe President Trump is too transparent. Mm-hmm. But you know everything that's going on, which drives the mainstream media crazy.
Yeah,
because,
without a doubt.
They have been the gatekeepers. They have been the filters. That the messaging doesn't get out to the masses until it comes through us, quote unquote.
Right.
And he completely goes around that. And you know exactly what's on the guy's mind. And for good, bad, or indifferent, he has found a way to speak to people. And it'll be interesting to see if any of that gets tempered as time goes on, because there is a nuance to politics and holding your cards close to the vest.
Do you think he understands any kind of nuance or temperament?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, Scaramucci can say all he wants to say, but the fact of the matter is, like you said, the world order has changed a bit. When the mainstream media has been the keepers of the headlines, you know, we got the headlines, you know, and we got them in the safe and we roll them out when we want to, how we want to, they don't have that control anymore, because the headlines are now controlled by 144 characters on the fingertips of this president.
Yes.
That's not fair.
Yeah, no, that part has been a game changer. It has totally changed the way politics is done right now, and there'll be some, you know, there are some folks that are saying, hey, enough of the tweets already, and I think there is a place for the tweets, but probably not at the level that he uses them.
Well, for Republicans, conservatives, how many years with George W. Bush, he was beat up three ways to Sunday. And on one side, you know, you appreciate the president, Bush's character, that he didn't retaliate. He just took it on the chin. He just, you know, he just turned his face and got hit again and got hit again and got hit again. And I always had said about his presidency that it was going to be more defined at the conclusion of his presidency, not during, because of this animus that existed. And sure enough, look at his approval rating. Look at these things that people are starting to appreciate, and also seeing that, you know, what the media did to him. But Donald Trump is not going to give the media that kind of time.
No.
You know, he's not going to be defined by them. Here it is. What you see is what you get. You talk about transparency. He didn't have to talk about it. He just is. What always concerns me is when politicians especially say, hey, we're going to be the most trans. Why do you say that? Don't, you know, saying you're transparent doesn't mean you're transparent. Just go and be transparent. Let us say that, but don't tell us that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Trump is a New Yorker, and they do things differently. They're very outspoken.
Yeah.
You were talking about differences between men and women. I mean, they call it as it is, and he's very clear. There's usually no doubt of where he is or what he's thinking, and that's a little bit different nuance for Washington, D.C. politics.
Well, I think what we need is maybe these students, these universities, these cupcakes, as Megyn Kelly would call them, snowflakes or whatever, to go to New York. I mean, just go to Manhattan for a week, and that would train them up. I didn't even have to go see my old drill instructor at MCRD in San Diego. They could just go to New York and go and order a sandwich at a deli in New York, and, you know, their sensitivities might get, burnished up just a little bit.
Well, maybe not. You know, there's a recent report in Campus Reform that a growing number, 53% of American students support some form of socialism in government, but they don't understand what socialism is.
You know what I love about it is they go around, they wear these Che Guevara T-shirts or whatever, and these other ideals that they spout, and it's got, you don't even know what you're talking about. And, you know, Jesse Waters does these man on the street interviews with these people, and he's go, oh my goodness, how would you like to feel, how would you like to be like one of those parents that have just paid $250,000 for their kids' education and they're spouting this kind of silliness?
Yeah. Well, but they don't understand. It's just like they don't know. If they really knew what the symbol of that image meant, would they still wear that? But, they went and did the man on the street thing and found it was 45%, 53% of Americans under age 35 are dissatisfied with the nation's current economic system, and 45% of these millennials thought that there should be some kind of economic level playing field where everybody kind of had the same thing going on. It's really quite amazing, and you know, that's coming out of our university system.
Well, yeah, and you would think of all places that are university systems where they have the time to investigate these deals, that they would ask the questions and say, based on the empirical evidence, do you see any other country that moved in the direction, the political and economic direction that you're suggesting that has been successful?
I've been to Cuba. There's no trickle down.
Well, Venezuela, huh? Nah, no?
No?
It's not happening, huh?
No.
Here it is. You think about how wealthy it was not that long ago, how well they were doing, and within 20 years, they've absolutely destroyed that country, huh?
Yes, they have, indeed. Everybody needs to go to one of those countries.
Welcome to socialism. And, oh, yeah, why don't you read up on the Charlie Gard story, okay, and tell me about national health care.
Amen.
Russ Jones, as always, thank you so much, brother, for being with us. Russ Jones on Bill Martinez Live.
Attention to any anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
I know sometimes you might think it's beyond courage. It might be reckless and it might be insensitive. The truth is the truth. And that is our goal, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And our next guest, I know, feels the same way. Sam Sorbo is with us, the wife of Kevin Sorbo, and she's a teacher, home educator, advocate, and former host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Sam Sorbo Show. I've had the honor of being on her show several times during her nationally syndicated radio experience, and met with Sam and Kevin very shortly in the hallways at NRB this past year, and it was great seeing you guys, Sam. Enjoyed the brief salutations, and it's been about time, because I've been telling the people, even when they were booking me for your show, I said, when is Sam going to come on Bill Martinez Live? We need to have her here.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was fun at the NRB, but that place is a madhouse.
Isn't it?
I think we fist bumped in the hall.
That's about it. Yes, exactly. It was so, and you're exactly right. I mean, just some great minds coming together, great opportunities there.
Yeah.
You love this kind of stuff. I always tell people when you go to conventions like that, you look for one or two, maybe three maximum nuggets that you can use right away and that would benefit you, because there's just so much information to chew on that, can be overwhelming.
It is overwhelming, and yet at the same time, it's so uplifting when you see all of these people out in the marketplace of ideas proposing things that you agree with, that you believe in, and that you want to see get out there. It's very heartening, right? We want,
yeah,
we want
exactly.
to be hopeful.
Well, and so, especially on the heels of the election, when we came together, it was kind of a bit of a reprieve, much more upbeat than the previous years. You know, 8 years of an oppressive regime that was taking us in the wrong direction, that America kept saying we're on the wrong track, but nobody wanted to fix it, much like healthcare, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And of course, I was thrilled with the results of the election. And now what's happening, I don't know. Did you see his latest tweet?
Yes, I did. Yes, we were just talking about it. They just keep on coming. And we were talking about this, Sam, is that it's driving the media nuts because, see, they've always had control of the headlines. You know, they could keep the headlines. They controlled it. Now they don't control the headlines. It's being controlled by somebody who can move his thumb at lightning speed and 144 characters, and it's driving them nuts.
True, I have to agree. They still do control a good part of the narrative,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we still need to get out and be busy in the marketplace, right?
Yes, exactly. And you know, your heart has always been one for the greater good, and this is why your new book, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about our new book called Teach from Love, and you're going to really, if you do not understand and appreciate the heart of Sam Sorbo, you will, hopefully, after our conversation here today, and I would encourage you to download the podcast or, you know, the recording, which will be at our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Share it with your friends, and also we're going to talk about our upcoming film, Let There Be Light. So, lots to talk about, Sam, this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually have a lot going on. It just sort of all fell into place. And the new book drops on August 1st, and it's a school year devotional for families.
Yeah, great timing.
Well, yeah, right in time for school. And I tell you, it makes a great gift, even for teachers who teach in school. I am a homeschool advocate. I do believe that parents are the best ones to teach their kids, with very few exceptions, perhaps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so initially I was going to write this devotional for parents in basically how to instill godly characteristics in our children.
Mm-hmm.
How do we instill these virtues of honesty and integrity and dedication and perseverance? How do we do that in a purposeful way?
Mm-hmm.
And I was teaching because I'm part of a co-op. I taught one day a week, and I would put one of these characteristics up on the board, and we would workshop it.
Oh, my.
What I call workshopping it. I taught a seminar class, so my students were eagerly able to participate. We didn't raise hands or anything. We just had discussions, and we would discuss the words, discuss what they meant, discuss what they looked like in practice. And it got my students thinking. But I'll tell you something. The greatest part about homeschooling could possibly be the amount that you learn yourself.
Exactly.
Because you become not the teacher, but you are really the lead learner.
Mm-hmm.
So you learn in front of your students as a way of modeling learning to them. And they learn from you that they can learn their entire lives long. And that's what we want for our children.
Exactly.
This idea of college prep and career readiness is a misnomer. It no longer works. It's a broken paradigm. We don't graduate from college, get a job, work for 50 years, and retire with a gold watch anymore. We change careers 3 times before we're 30. And so we want our children to be able to learn what they need to learn whenever they need to learn it.
Mm-hmm. And then I would say at the very heart of that, Sam, is being teachable. And as you say, and this is one thing that God has shown me time and again to your point, is that I often find myself teaching, and I was an adjunct professor for several years in Southern California, and I found myself teaching that which I myself most needed to learn. And I would have to smile. I would have to laugh at myself to think, okay, God, you've done it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, you know what? It's absolutely true. I think that, look, God gives us our children to teach us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know.
You got two chances at the parent-child relationship, one when you're a child and one when you're a parent.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
So in any case, my devotional goes through 72 godly characteristics, 2 a week. And the reason I did 2 a week is because we have 2 eyes. It gives us binocular vision.
Right.
And I think covering 2 a week that are related, we can relate them back to each other and see how they work in conjunction and stuff like that.
Mm.
And we have short stories in there obviously, you know, sort of a short story, then a discussion, then a story from the Bible that that exhibit the characteristic or exhibit the lack of the characteristic and the consequences thereof. And so it's really, it's great for teachers in public school because they don't necessarily have to take the Bible stuff into the classroom, but they can take the values into the classroom.
Exactly.
And share those with their students. And I'll just ask, if we don't do it this way, how are our children going to learn virtue?
Without a doubt. Yeah, exactly. Well, Sam, you know, I liked the idea that you focused on virtue and characteristics two per week, because there is value in taking your time. You know, the Bible, particularly in the Old Testament, you get those what I call Selah moments, where it says Selah, S-E-L-A. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an admonition for us that there's something significant here for you to meditate and pause on. And the way you set this up, it reminded me of Benjamin Franklin. Not that I knew him personally, but I liked what he used to do, and that is that he would take a God-given character or virtue one per week, and he would work on it, constantly asking himself, how did I do today with that particular virtue? And when I read your book, I thought, wow, that it reminded me of that, and I thought, what a great idea, and I'm glad you incorporated that.
Yeah, I mean, I would put it up on the board for my students, and then later in the day, they would refer back to it and say, you know, if it was being polite, you know, somebody might say, well, that wasn't polite when he cut her off, you know, and we'd all have like a little bit of a laugh that we were incorporating the day's first lesson into the rest of the day. And that's what we want our kids to do. And frankly, I put somewhere on here that this is something, yeah, and for ourselves, the godly qualities we want for our kids, and then in parentheses I put and for ourselves. It's not bad to have a little reminder now and then.
And also we're reminded not to be so harsh with one another, because yes, we're probably more self-critical, but we're also human, and we realize just how pervasiveness our humanity is, and that when we do call it into check, we can laugh a little bit at ourselves. It's okay, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that we can adjust. But a great idea, and a book titled Teach from Love. It's going to be released August the 1st and available at all the usual places. We'll link it on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. Highly recommended. The timing is absolutely perfect that it would come out as a devotional for your school-aged children, for yourself, as you say, that the teacher becomes the, if you're not already, teachable, and the reward and benefit is there for you as well. More from Sam Sorbo on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent and the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Ralph. Remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Emails direct. MSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's the address. By all means, get involved in the conversation. Thank you for joining us 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Sam Sorbo, author of the new book to be released August the 1st, Teach from Love. And when you get your hands on this book, you're going to understand Sam's heart. We're also going to be talking about her upcoming film, Let There Be Light. And in their busy world, I mean, we're talking about 3 kids, 2 dogs, chickens, And oh yes, a low maintenance husband in Kevin. You know, it's like, how do you get time for this? And then, you know, I'd mentioned that, of course, she is the host of the Sam Sorbo Show. And, you know, and I, in some of the early readings, I misread. And then was, you know, here to realize that Sam is still doing 2 hours a week because she has time on her hands. Isn't that wonderful?
I don't have time on my hands. I'm too busy doing all of this stuff. Yeah. The Sam Sorbo radio show, you can find it on Talk America Radio.
Yes.
Which is talkamericaradio.us. And if you go to my Facebook page, you can find links there too. But it's just 2 hours. It's a Wednesday night and a Saturday night airing, and then they podcast it as well. And it, you know, it's just fun. I feel, look, we're in a changing culture, and it's important to me that we hold on to our Judeo-Christian values, because we are a light unto the world as a free nation, as a nation that upholds freedom. And we're losing that value because we are not educating our children properly to understand why they don't believe in slavery. You ask anybody today why they don't believe in slavery, and unless they're a churchgoer and they understand the connection, they don't see that the reason that we don't believe in slavery in this country is because Jesus came to set the captives free.
Exactly.
To boil it down into a nutshell. And there are plenty of cultures elsewhere in the world that do believe in slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a danger to us. So, you know, I started with the homeschooling thing basically out of convenience. We travel a lot, and the schools were not performing to my standards.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it with a lot of trepidation. And I got to tell you, that's, you know, I want to encourage parents to consider home education for their kids. It's really the greatest gift that you can give your family, the preservation of the family bond. The school is there to form a wedge between the parent and the child. And that's why I wrote There Your Kids. But then I started thinking about this devotional, and so that's why I did Teach from Love, because I think you know, it's not enough to say, hey, go do this. This is why, which is what the first book is, and this is how I did it, which is what my first book is. Now I feel like I need to give them support. And so this Teach From Love is a support. It's a tool for the parents and for teachers to use to instill these godly characteristics in our children. And to that end, I know you wanted to talk about the film. That's another sort of outreach that that came to me. And it's kind of a surprising story. The idea for the film hit me. I called a friend who is a very well-known Hollywood screenwriter, Dan Gordon. He wrote The Hurricane with Denzel Washington and Wyatt Earp with Kevin Costner. And I said, would you consider writing a screenplay with me? To which he, of course, said no, because he really didn't need me.
Right. How dare
him. He said, but tell me your idea. And I did, and he was in immediately. He's like, I like it. We'll do it together. 2 weeks later, Sean Hannity called my husband and said, I want to do a faith-based film with you.
Mm.
And I said to Kevin, that's my movie.
Yes.
We flew to New York. We talked to him for half an hour, and he was in.
Mm.
So Sean Hannity's the executive producer. And my husband directed it, and we both star in it. My kids are in it, not my daughter. She was not interested.
For some reason,
she was like, no.
Well, her agent is tough to deal with. I've heard rumors. So,
no doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was great. It's a finished product. It comes out in November. We're very excited. We're ramping everything up. And it's called Let There Be Light, so you can go to lettherebelightthemovie.com.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And it's the story of a guy who's basically the world's most famous atheist, and he has a near-death experience that challenges his worldview, and he has to try to make sense of it, and he nearly fails. He spirals out of control, and the only thing that sort of grounds him and brings him back is his ex-wife, who never gave up on him, who prayed for him every day, and of course, also his kids had a part in that. And it sort of mirrors the state that we are in as a nation today. We are a nation of fatherless children. Fatherhood is on the decline now, and we can't afford that. Because if you don't have a relationship with your earthly father, how can you hope to have a relationship with your father in heaven?
Exactly.
And I don't mean that like as a futile thing. I just mean people who are lost on earth are going to have a harder time finding connection with someone in with God the Spirit, right?
Yes, exactly.
Does that make sense?
No, I understand. I'm tracking with you, and you're exactly right. I mean, Ronald Reagan said, if we understand and appreciate that the family dynamic is so important to our culture, then we need to pay more attention to the elements thereof. And fatherhood has been under attack. I dare I say even motherhood, because what's happened in the absence of the father, mothers have been overwhelmed because somebody has to pick up the slack if the fathers are gone, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean, when you attack the system, it's the whole system that suffers.
Exactly.
And so, What's interesting, though, we screened the film. We did a couple tests, and it tests very well with women.
Mm.
It tests better with men.
Yeah.
It resonates with men when they see this man who's struggling. I think it really was struggling to be a father, struggling to be a child of God, struggling to be a husband, right? It resonates with them. And so that's why, I tell ladies, if there's one film you want to bring your husband, your boyfriend, your son, your brother, your father to, and have him thank you for it, this is the film.
Mm-hmm. Well, it reminds me, I don't know if you remember the Promise Keepers movement, and I was involved and supported that. And in fact, one of the songs that my good friend Terry Clark, who is the music leader for a lot of the music for Promise Keepers, was Cry of the Heart. And it is the man's cry of the heart. Men across this country know that things are out of order. And my prayer is that your movie would be that agent, that catalyst, that word that, like the Bible says, that goes out to find its mate. Maybe this movie goes out and finds its mate in men, that encourages them, that gets them back in the fight. They've been beat up. They've been kicked to the sidelines and say they don't matter, and said, okay, you're going to sit this out. You're going to be benched. Well, this is a time for men to no longer be benched, to get on the playing field and to do something for their kids, because their hearts are crying out for this opportunity, Sam.
I have to agree. So, and I am so grateful that, that you would make that your prayer, because that is my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this movie should never have happened. It's a miracle that we're as far as we are, frankly, and it'll mm-hmm. be a miracle, you know, when it succeeds in the box office. It's not of my doing. The power is not in my hands, frankly.
Right.
So I'm just I'm doing everything that I can. Obviously, it probably won't ever be enough, and I have to rely on prayer.
well, it's always a part of. It's never enough, because it's only never enough when we think it's all about us, and it's not. You know, it's about God's finished work. It's the role we're playing in His kingdom, in His eternity mindset. Are we consistent and locked in and in alignment with God's will in heaven as it is on earth, what He wants to be manifest here? And it's your part, even like my part today in talking to you about this movie and other men who are waiting to be touched by this and what this could catalyze. I mean, I'm excited to see what happens, because for a time such as this, I know it sounds a bit trite, and we hear this from time to time, Sam, but really, if America ever needed a rebirth and a renewal, it is now, because of the souls that matter so much to our Father in heaven.
Yeah, I agree with that. But at the same time, don't be disheartened, because I believe every generation basically went through these kinds of struggles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And we always think, oh my gosh, it's never been this bad before.
Yeah.
And yet it has, time and time again. And that's what we learn from history, is that it, if it does anything, it repeats itself, right?
Right.
And so do be heartened, because God is working and His will be done.
Yeah, amen. And in addition to the Bible here for this country, the way we've been blessed, and we continue to be a beacon for freedom in this country. And as you mentioned, you talk about slavery and who led the way, you know, to get this country out of slavery, to be the leader, not only, you know, of this country, but in the world. It was the Christian community that came together and said, we're going to do something about slavery. If God really meant that we're free and free at last, if we're going to live out the principles of the Constitution, we're willing to go to war and sacrifice our very lives, our treasure, our honor for the sake of this great American experiment.
That's right. But now so those were the founding fathers, but there was also the founders of the Republican Party, the 17 Christian men who met in Ripon, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
to end slavery. And if you look, this is in my book, They're Your Kids also,
yeah.
the history there, the founding documents initially were very clear on the matter of slavery. They did not approve of slavery. They did not want slavery. And the southern states basically balked at joining a union that would discourage their economic system.
That was their labor force.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
And so there was a compromise that was made at the founding of this nation. Then we had the Missouri Compromise, and then we had the Civil War to rectify that. So.
Exactly. Well, Sam Sorbo, great to have you on with us. You're always welcome. Look forward to having you back again. Congratulations on the book coming out August the 1st, Teach from Love. Go to Sam's website for all the information. Sam, remind them of your website and how they can like you on Facebook, all that good stuff, right?
SamSorbo.com, and also go to LetThereBeLightTheMovie.com and help with the outreach. Share the light. We're hashtagging Share the Light.
Amen. Sam Sorbo on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam. God bless.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you one of the